Blog Talk Radio.
Coming in from Straightway, Georgia. Hallelujah. Part of the Straightway True Ministry. We're here on Blog Talk Radio this evening. Glad to be with you all. You're part of the Brother segment. This one is titled, If You Have Questions, The Book Has Answers. Hallelujah. Some of you have already gotten your questions in. Some may come during the broadcast. We will see. Thank you. Thank you, those that have joined us. In the chat room, I don't even have to ask. I see you guys have all. Bless you, teacher. Bless you for your faithful service, my brother, and your love for the people. Glory to the King. And I thank you that your deeds show us what your faith is. Hallelujah. So bless you, my teacher. Bless you, my brother, my friend. Hallelujah. Thank you for being with us. All you saints that have already chimed in, sounds like the audio is good. apologize up front with all that we had going on today and the last couple of days. I did not have it in me to do the setup that's necessary to do the video that will be played through live on my channel, on my Blog Talk channel. So today you will get straight Blog Talk. Hallelujah. Again, shalom to all the saints that have decided to join us here this evening. Do appreciate you guys chiming in, coming in, checking in, and just being a part of this wonderful, wonderful fellowship. Like I said before, it's been quite the last 24, 48 hours here in the great Northwest Georgia area. Some of y'all may know, weather-wise, it's been really, really bad. We have major flooding in this area. Most of the main roads to even get into the area that we live in are all shut down. When it comes to the bridges, most of them are out. Some have even suffered structural damage. There's been so much rain. I mean, it rained so hard, saints. I mean, it started about 10 o'clock last night. We have the statement, what, rain like cats and dogs? Well, shoot, this would be cats, dogs, chickens, buffaloes, goats, you name it. It was coming down last night, and it did not stop. It did not let up, I should say, until about 10 o'clock today. So we had a full 12 hours of just hard rain. So I did a video on my channel, Straightway Georgia, Elder Rufus. If you're on YouTube, that's what my channel is. It's called Straightway Georgia, Elder Rufus. I did a video on there earlier today, just showing the saints what we were dealing with. Of course, you know, Yah always taking care of his saints, and we got minor stuff compared to what this area got hit with. We essentially had, I mean, water get up under a couple doors. You know what I'm saying? To the extent of it, we had water get up under one of the doors in the multipurpose building. So I think you guys see on video how we were cleaning all of that up. And then our freezer building was the same. And we cleaned that up and moved some different things. You know, some stuff got wet and put out some tents because they got wet and just opened them up. Nothing really major. I mean, it's just a little time-consuming, a little inconvenient for us. But water was everywhere. And about 10 o'clock, that's when the rain slowed down a ton, a big time. And you saw the water start to go down. But a lot of the damage when it came to crossways and bridges and overpasses and all that kind of stuff in this area, a lot of that had already been done. And then the issue we have is that it's still raining. So it like rains for a little bit. It'll rain hard for about 20, 30, 40 minutes maybe. Then it'll stop. And like right now, if it's raining, it's trickling. I can't tell. But if it is, I'm looking out the window, but if it is, it's not raining like super hard right now. But the problem is the rain just isn't stopping. So it's hard for the water to settle and things of that magnitude. And then for the county workers to be able to come in and, you know, assess the damage and deal with it so that people can travel safely. This is why it's important to be on communities and things like that, because everything we need was here. We didn't really need anything. We didn't really have to go anywhere. We had definitely things set up to do, but they were not more important or worth us risking going out, you know what I mean? But we actually had saints that were able to get to us here on the land and that live outside of the community. You know, it just, like I said, it's an inconvenience. You have to go different routes and take side roads and stuff like that. So the things that we had to do today was not worth that. So we just held tight. Tomorrow, we did the base of the clean, but tomorrow we're going to cancel our homeschool. And then after breakfast, we're all going to just totally clean the two buildings that have had the damage to it, get the carpet cleaner out and do all that good stuff, and just make sure we got everything in order, y'all. So, but it's been quite the challenge, and we have special honored family members here with us this weekend. We have saints that are with us from Clarksville, Tennessee. You know, we have two groups of saints in Clarksville. We got Brother Steve them that came from New York, and we also have Brother Ron them that have groups out there. And these saints dwell with Brother Ron, Brother Charlo. Y'all all know Brother Charlo and his wife and family and son. And then you also know Brother DeMontis and his wife. Well, they are here with us this weekend, and we've been having an incredible time with them. I know it's been a long, long, long time coming. Brother Charlo, him, and Brother JC were down in Florida. I remember meeting those brothers when they were super, super young, early in the faith. And we've always just had that father-son type of relationship. And I respect those brothers dearly. I honor those brothers. And they have done nothing but do the same with me, especially with their wives. It's just been this high level of respect and honor. So we've been planning, you know, because they've been moving on communities and setting up and saving and working, doing a lot of different things. And we've been planning for a long, long, long time to have them come and visit us here at Straightway Georgia. So we're happy to have Brother Charlo and his wife here and son. We're also ecstatic to have Brother DeMontis and his wife here. And we just had a good time yesterday for Shabbat service. A lot of praise, a lot of worship. A lot of healing, a lot of deliverance went forward yesterday. Of course, the regulars were here. A lot of y'all may not know, but, you know, Straightway Georgia is kind of like a combination of like four different communities. We got Georgia, we got Georgia East, we have Straightway Cleveland, which is in Tennessee with Brother Brent Crago, and then we also have Straightway Bama, the newest community out there in Alabama, with, run by Brother Jonathan. So, at this present time, you know, we're all still coming together. I think Georgia East down there, Rockland, Brother Robert, they come up, what, twice a month? Yeah, every other week. And I think one of those weeks, depending on what we got going on, feast days or whatever, they're traveling Straightway as well. And so 2 weeks here, 1 week at Straightway, 1 week home. And then Brother Jonathan and them have been coming every week. But because they have the established community now, they'll be coming every other week. And then as they get even more established and get their own multipurpose building, things of that magnitude, the tabernacle, they'll probably be coming once a month or whatever. But it's just part of the process, but it's just beautiful when saints come together and when we can fellowship and be in harmony and be in unity and have all things common, you know, have our thoughts be Yah's thoughts. It's just a beautiful thing. Now, I know this is the segment that is called, if you got questions, the book has answers. And so far, we do have a couple questions that's been sent to me. You can go to the Straightway Truth website, straightway.com or straightwaytruth.com. I think both of them will get you there. You can go to that website, and I believe there's a section in there where you can send emails to the elders and the leadership. And you'll see one in there for myself. Top of my head, I cannot remember that email address, but if you go to the website, I'm sure you can find it. That's the way you can get emails to me. Some of you that already have my personal email, you can get it that way to me. Some of you that are on Marco Polo, you can get it to me that way. If you got my personal number, you can text it to me. There's many, 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 many different avenues for you to get your question to me. Hopefully, Elder does his due diligence and goes and retrieves all these questions so that they can be read. I do have a couple today that I have retrieved so far. And, of course, always, let me go say this, when you're in the chat room, you're always welcome to put questions in there if you have them. And if it be the Father's will and he gives me an answer, we will answer those questions for you. Today is going to be a tad bit different, just a little bit, because there's some things been laying on my heart. And y'all know how that is. When it's on my heart, I need to get it out. And so I'm going to. And I'm going to read just a couple texts. One's very familiar. Both of them should be pretty familiar to you. But we're really going to speak about And they're not going to take us long to do it. I'm going to speak on it, and then I'm going to read these texts. We're going to discuss it a little bit, and then I'm going to get to the questions. And then by then, if you have other questions or anything like that, we can address those as well. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. I'm not going to lie. I'm tired. I don't know if some of y'all can kind of tell it. My energy's still good. I'm still encouraged, but I am tired. I was up late last night to about 3 o'clock because I had brethren out on the road last night in that weather when it first started, around 1, 1:30, stuff like that, 3 o'clock. So my heart and my mind was just with those brethren, so I was in communication with them, making sure everything was good, making sure the areas they were driving in were safe, stuff like that. So I didn't get to lay it down right away last night. And then, of course, we were all up early dealing with the flooding, you know, and then we've been battling that all day. So it's been quite the day, but I still feel good. I still feel energized, and again, I'm extremely happy to have you saints join me for this level of fellowship. Oh, there we go. Okay. If you want to get that email to me, if you have a question, right, if you have a question, you can send it to Georgia@straightway.com. 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 And you send that, and that will get to me. Please be specific. If you do send an email and say that it is for the brother segment or for the broadcast show that we do on first days, because y'all know there's a rotation. So I'm not on every single first day. It's like every fourth or fifth week I'm on, because it's shared between myself and teacher Shane and Elder Donnie and who else is on there? Elder Becker, I'm sorry, I forget. Yeah, so it's shared between all of us. So each week comes up. Deacon Bell is on there as well. So it's like every fifth week I'm up. It's my turn. Hallelujah. So, but if you have a question, you can send it to GeorgiaStraightway.com. Hallelujah. All right, praise God. I wanted to speak a little bit about the love of the brethren. And I'm going to read a couple things, and then I'm going to speak for a hot minute, and then we'll go into the questions that I have already. Now, let's go. If you want to follow along, turn to 1 John 3. We're going to read verses 14 through 18. It should be very familiar, but I kind of want to set the stage for what we're going to talk about. All right? If you want to follow along, you can turn to 1 John 3. We're going to read verses 14 through 18, 1 John 3. If somebody would be so nice enough in that chat room to put that in there, you don't have just the actual text. You don't have to put the wording unless you have it like that, Teacher Shane or whoever else is in there. But I'm going to be reading from 1 John chapter 3, and I'm going to be reading verses 14 through 18. There we go. Man, beloved teacher. Thank you, brother. All right. And it states, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love, don't forget, this little bit we're going to talk about right here is about the love of the brethren. So keep that in mind as we read this text, all right? I'll start over. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Now, y'all know how I do sometimes. I'd be trying to, be really trying to like read and then go back and talk, but it's hard, y'all. I'm tired. It's really hard because when I read these scriptures, they come to life for me. When I read these texts, they come to life. And we're talking about the love of the brethren. And right here in verse 14 at the end of it, it tells us if you don't love your brethren, you are literally abiding in death. How many of you have brethren in the faith? This is not talking about your natural brethren, because y'all may not have called them. And when it's brethren, it's in plural form, y'all. You know, it's not talking about brothers. It's talking about the saints. So it could be a male or a female. Hallelujah. But how many of you have brethren that you know already off the top you don't love? you don't have that godly love for. You don't have that deep internal passionate compassion and care for these individuals. You don't have to raise your hand and you don't have to send a check mark. Just check your spirit. When the book says, he that loveth not his brother abideth in death. How does that make you feel? Verse 15. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of Yah. Well, this is how we perceive the love of Yah. Because he has laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down ours for our brethren. See, it's a reciprocal kind of love. Since he did it for us, he sacrificed for us, he laid down his life, we should be, and we're his brethren. We should be willing to do it for the other brethren. Hallelujah. How many of us would do that? Verse 17. But whosoever hath the world's goods and seeth his brother have need and shut up his bowels of compassion for him, how dwelleth the love of Yah in him? Y'all have no idea how many saints called today willing to drive hours. They heard that. I didn't call them. They hadn't even, some of them hadn't even seen the video that I put out. They just heard Northwest Georgia gets hit with flooding and storms and blah, 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 and they just reached out. I know we're 9 hours away, but we will come. We'll find out how to get in through the roads. We'll get there. You need some manpower, Elder. We'll be there. Elder, we 7.5 hours away. We'll be there. Elder, I'm like, no. We got it. Thank you, though. I appreciate you. Hallelujah. And these brethren and family members that have said that to me today, all of them already know. They've seen it for me. I've done it for them. At the drop of a hat, I am there. I'm always preaching what's called the greater need. See, when you have all things common and you have nothing that you call your own, the greater needs of the brethren, the greater needs of the saints always reign supreme. So when there's a need and we have it, just like it just spoke about here, we have the worldly goods to provide it for our brother. When we shut up our bowels of compassion for him, and if we do, how in the world can we say we dwell in the love of Yah? We really need to ponder these things. We really need to take our time and read these type of texts slowly. Let them words meditate in our heart. Let those words marinate and just saturate in there, right? Because this type of behavior, this hypocritical type behavior, it's going to cost you. Well, if you go back up to verse 14, it told you, you don't have a love for the brother. That means you abide in death. It's only death. It's only life. And we know that we pass over to life because the book just told us, because we have love for the brethren. That's when you're truly living. Hallelujah. I'm going to read verse 17 again. But whosoever hath the world's goods and sees his brother having need and shut his bowels of compassion for him, how dwell the love of Yah in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Now, the next text I'm going to read, go to Philemon, and that's just one chapter. Hallelujah. Y'all know that already. But turn there, and I believe I'm going to read verses 1 through 7. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verses 1 through 7. We're in Philemon. It's got one chapter. We're going to read verses 1 through 7. Hallelujah. And all those brothers that reached out to me, I truly appreciate you. I truly, truly appreciate you, because if this thing would have been greater on our end, I already know that the Saints would have been here lickety-split to offer help and offer assistance. And that's the love of the brother. There's no shedding up of the bowels of compassion here in this ministry. I'm getting somewhere with all this, though, y'all. I want y'all to just really meditate on this, all right, what we're saying right now, the love of the brethren, what it takes to walk in life and not death. I want you to meditate on this for a hot second, because I'm getting somewhere, okay? I'm getting somewhere. And I'm going to put something heavy just on your heart to think about, to meditate on, to pray on, to seek and search yourself, all your internals. Hallelujah. All right, we're in Philemon, first chapter, of course, verse 1. It says, Paul, he's a prisoner of Jesus Christ. That's beautiful, isn't it? I don't know why, I just love reading that. That I'm captive. I'm a slave. I'm a prisoner. I'm whatever you want, I will do. Hallelujah. This is Paul and Timothy, our brother, unto Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer. Y'all remember Pastor was talking about it a little bit the other day. The harvest is plentiful, but laborers are few. And then he addressed and said that, you know, I'm speaking to those that are in the fight, in the war. He said, everybody not in it. So from a leadership perspective, we're not fooled. We know those of you that are in it and those of you that are playing like you in it. Hallelujah. We're not fooled. But Philemon was a fellow laborer. So Paul and Timothy had great love for him. Verse 2, it said, and to our beloved Appia and Archippus, our fellow soldiers, and to the assembly, this, if you got King James, to say church, assembly in thy house. Grace to you and peace from Yah our Father and our Master, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Verse 4, I thank Yah, making mention of thee always in my prayers. Y'all hear that? Consistent. Thanking Yah, always bringing up the names in prayer of this brother, this beloved, he's dearly beloved, and a fellow laborer. Verse 5, hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast towards the Master Jesus and towards all saints. I'm going to slow down and I'm going to read verse 5 one more time. Hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast towards the Master Jesus and towards all saints. I really want that to hit home, y'all. You can't please y'all without faith. Philemon had some major faith. Timothy and them are talking about it. Paul talking about it right now. This man had great love and faith. Not only towards the Master, the one that saved us through his blood, through his sacrifice, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, but for all, not some, not a few, not many, not a couple, not a bundle, but all the saints. That the communication, verse 6, of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you that's in Christ Jesus. We have great joy and consolation in thy love. So your love gives us great joy and consolation because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. How many of you have that testimony? How many of you, because these are the leaders, we got Timothy, we got Paul, speaking about a fellow laborer in Philemon, a beloved brother, right? How many of you have that testimony? Well, we can say we know that just your presence alone is going to be refreshing for the brothers. It's going to encourage them. You know, when you say bowels, you're talking about the internal parts. You know what I'm saying? you getting deep in there when you speaking on something of that magnitude, the bowels. Hallelujah. This ain't no, what do I want to say? This ain't no surface love. When you start explaining things from that perspective and saying words like bowels, it's not a surface love. It's a deep, penetrated, unadulterated, unfiltered love that does nothing but speak life and bring life, not through your words, not through just your words, but in your deeds, in your actions, solidifying you as the Hebrew that you're supposed to be, because we're action-type people, correct? We're supposed to be. Hallelujah. We're supposed to be. I wanted to put this on your heart, right? Some will say, all right, Elder, well, why is this so big and so deep on your heart right now? Well, all of you have been around the last few days. Y'all have listened to Blog Talk Radio with Pastor Charles Dow. Y'all listened to Shabbat service yesterday with Pastor Charles Dow. And I want some of you to understand his bowels of compassion for the saints, his level of love for the saints. Now, this testimony that they have about our brother Philemon, we all had that testimony about Pastor Dow. We all have that about him, so that's not in question. His level of love for the brethren, not in question. And I bring it up because you hear and heard Pastor Dow the last couple of days really speaking about a brother in the faith named Brother Ugly, right? You heard about it. And you've seen from the man of Yah him extend to the greatest level hand of fellowship and to keep the level of love and his bowels of compassion towards this brother open. Some of you, if you have a carnal mind, you may take it the wrong way and think that there's an attack or there's some slick hate, because I know how some of the young folk think, you know, going on. But it's actually the greatest level of love going on. And I started to break this down a little bit yesterday in our Q&A session with the Saints here in Georgia about how when you watch these things take place, the fear of Yah just overtakes real men of Yah, like myself. Not a humble brag, it's just a fact, okay? Because the saints saw me sitting there doing Blog Talk, just covered in tears. Just the spirit all over me. Why? Because I could tell spiritually what was taking place. And then when we get back and we read what we read in 1 John, right, third chapter, and you see that first verse, it says how we know that we have passed from death into life, right, because we have the love of the brethren. I see the love of the brethren in a Pastor Dow towards Brother Ugly. And I see him doing everything in his power that he's allowed to do, because, again, he can't force anything on Brother Ugly, but everything in his power to love that brother and do what the book says sometimes, maybe shame him back to the faith. Y'all hear Pastor Dow saying, Brother Ugly, we don't know what your dog in this race is. Some of y'all may not know what that means. It means, why are you offended, brother? What has the ministry done to you for you to walk around in such offense? And who have you come to in leadership to try to work this thing out? At least have enough love and honor and dignity to tell us this is offensive. And then we can go to the book to see if it's truly something we've done to offend you that we could change instantly because we love you. Or it's just you that's offended by choice and there's been no sin committed. But my heart has been hurting because I've been watching our pastor, our brother, our friend, Charles Dow, try to save a brother. To try and save him. Because contrary to some people's belief, I won't even say it's popular because it's not, but contrary to some people's beliefs that are offended, you have to be connected with the saints. We come as a package. You have to have, like we just read here, the love of Christ and the love of the brethren. You have to have the love of Jesus and the love of the saints, just like Philemon had. You got to have them both. That has to be your testimony. That has to be the report that those in leadership and those around you can say about you. Can they say that when you come around, it's refreshing? Can they say they can tell life is in the atmosphere when you come around, or is death coming around because of the things you're saying with your tongue? I'm putting this out here because I want y'all and all of us to meditate on these things. And if we're not here, figure out why. Figure out why. I promise you this. Most of you saints, definitely you saints here in Georgia that are connected here to the Straightway, the Straightway Georgia, y'all already know. There's nothing I'm not doing for the saints. And one of y'all. I don't get to choose who saints are. That's not my job. It's just my job to love them. Even when they don't want to be loved. My brother Ugly right now don't want to be loved. He's still being loved by Pastor Down. Then it breaks my heart because I can tell that him and people that think like him don't understand that they are choosing to abide in death and not love. I hope this is making sense. Those of you that I have in the chat room, I know we have a few folk in the chat room. Blessings to all of you. Shout out to Sister Zha Zha, Sister Brittany, Sister Johnson, my beloved brother, Teacher Shane, Sister Green, Brother Zion. Is that Brother Zion? Hallelujah. Bless all y'all. Appreciate y'all being in the chat tonight. But in the chat, is this making sense what I'm saying? I get a thumbs up or yes, sir, or something. Is it making sense? Is it hitting our hearts at all that we have to master this thing called brotherly love? And we have to make the decision to abide in life and not in death. And see, separating yourself from the family, separating yourself from the brethren, means you separating yourself from Yah. You can't have Jesus without the saints. Bless you, Brother Brent. I just saw you in there. Bless you, my brother. You can't have Jesus without the saints. They come together. And you don't get to pick and choose which saints are saints. When did you become a theologian? When did you become the master teacher on what a saint is? Does your lifestyle justify the thoughts you have in your heart and your mind towards some of your brothers? Is it that circumspect? Is it that in line, your walk, that you can go around and judge and determine, yeah, this is a real saint and this isn't a real saint? Which one of you got that testimony? Which one of y'all life is that in order? Man, y'all forbid if you think so. Y'all forbid. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Like I said, y'all, I wanted to touch on it real quick. I like to these thoughts in your hearts and minds, keep them ever before you. I think a lot of times we have to be reminded of the position that we need to walk in. Hey, the working is great. All of us that are Hebrews, we work. That's what we do. So I ain't tripping on that part. I'm not. You got to have that. But you really have to be fully engaged in this warfare. And that comes from a deeper internal place. Comes from your bowels. You got to have real true love, real true compassion. I talk to people all the time and tell them deliverance is a labor of love, man. You got to love somebody to help them with deliverance. You really do. You really do. Because you got to have that great desire to see them free and not walking around in any level of bondage. Because he who the Son has set free, that individual is going to be free indeed. Everything said in that book has a multiplicity of options. Flat out. It's always dual purpose on the minimum. And it's never, ever going to be exhausted. That's how great the Yah is that we serve. That's how great our King that sacrificed everything, his blood, his sweat, his tears, his prayers, he sacrificed it all. So I think the least we could do, because he knew you because he made you, but on a personal level, you didn't know him. You didn't know him. Why were you worthy? Why? Why were you worthy? And guess why? And the answer is confounding, because he said so. Why didn't he say it about one of the other 7.2 billion people on this earth? Why you? Now, I'm asking that question, but that ain't something I want you dwelling on. Because we don't need to worry about falling into no guilt, shame, and condemnation, because none of us are worthy. Just be grateful that he did choose you. And the way you show your gratitude is by loving the brother, not closing up your bowels of compassion, being ready at all times to serve the saints that you love so much. Love is not this big old emotional thing everybody think it is. Love is just a choice. I can choose to love you today, tomorrow, and for eternity. And I can choose not to. Are you willing to pay or receive the reward of either one of those decisions? Hallelujah. All right. Glory to the King. I told you I'm just going to touch on that. So that took up like the first 30 minutes of the show, 40 minutes. I appreciate y'all hanging in there with me for that. We're going to take a really, really short break. All right. And then we'll come back and we'll read the couple questions that we have and answer those. If you have questions, it is not too late for you to submit them. If you send them to the email right now, that georgia@straightway.com, I probably won't see it because my phone is being used to do this broadcast. And I have to put it on the do not disturb mode, because if not, I'll have phone calls, texts, all that kind of stuff coming in, and that distracts me from doing the show. So I'm a pretty good multitasker, but sometimes I have to limit it. You know what I mean? I have to, so I can stay focused on what the Most High wants me to do. But if you put it here in the chat room, that's great. If you can get it to Mother Jennifer, if you know her information, that's great, because she could get it to me. She'll write it down and get it to me. But we'll take just a really little short break here, right? I'm going to do the new mailing address because I need to learn that as myself. And there's sometimes new people listening or people listening that need the information that want to support this ministry, the Straightway Truth Ministry. They want to support. They want to know how to do it. So I'm going to take a quick 2:42 break, right? And then when I come back, I'm going to answer the questions. And then when we're done, we're done. Y'all know how we do. Elder ain't going to stretch the show. I'm not going to ad-lib and try to make it last for 2 hours or 4 hours. That ain't what I do, you know. When we're done, we're done. And to Yah be the glory. But I do thank all of you that decided to come and participate and fellowship with us, because to me this is definitely fellowship. So we'll be right back.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. Gallatin is spelled G-A-L-L-A-T-I-N. Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. That's spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straight Way Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome back. You are here with the Straight Way Truth Ministry on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Elder Rufus, your host tonight. The name of this broadcast is If You Have Questions, the Book Has Answers. It is part of the Brothers segment that is run by the leadership here in Straightway, elders and deacons and teachers. Hallelujah. So there's a rotating, we rotate this every week. So between the five of us, we come on once a week, like every 4 or 5 weeks. So we appreciate you guys joining us here. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. We started off the broadcast speaking about the love of the brethren. And we read a couple texts from 1 John 3 and from Philemon, the first chapter. Of course, there's only one chapter in that book. But we really pressed on the saints' minds and hearts about, are you really, truly walking in the love of the brethren? Are you walking in life, like the book says? Because that is the indicator that you are, is when you have that great love for the brethren. Hallelujah. So that's the 22nd recap. Hallelujah, of what we've covered so far. Now we're going to get to the questions and allow the book to answer these questions. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. All right. So the first question, it was sent to me yesterday, and I remembered it. You know, like I talk about this type of stuff all the time, and all, like the book says, and all that getting, you need to get an understanding. And we are blessed to have this wellspring of information and biblical knowledge given to us on a daily and weekly basis. Hallelujah. So, but I think it would be, you know, sad of us to think that we can retain all this or get a full understanding of everything. So this is why we have opportunities like this to make sure we understand what we're hearing. And I had a brother send me a question yesterday because he didn't understand what it meant when Pastor was talking about coveting wealth bondage. He said that didn't make much sense to him. He didn't really truly get it and understand it. So the book is extremely clear that the love of money, that is the root of all evil, all right? So we're not to covet or love money, hallelujah, to that degree. So when you're in bondage for coveting wealth, that puts you in a position where your drive and your motivation and your goals is to just gain wealth. Now, some would say, well, what if I want to gain wealth to bless the saints? All right, because some of us will get religious in our thoughts at times. Hallelujah. Some of us will get that. My thing would be to you, because from what the book says is, it's not my thoughts, but his thoughts. Hallelujah. It's not my thoughts, but it's his thoughts. It's not my ways, but his ways. So what if Yah doesn't have it for you to go out and gain a bunch of wealth so that you can give it to the saints? What if Yah knows that by you going out getting wealth, it's going to put you in the category where you truly don't love your brothers. You're going to love the money more than anything, and eventually it's going to separate you from him and from the brethren. See, in this walk, we have to have our hearts and minds made up that we are prisoners. See, that's what the scriptures was talking about earlier, the text was talking about earlier. We're prisoners for Jesus. He didn't go out seeking wealth. He didn't go out seeking fame. But we claim to be lovers of him and followers of him, so we need to do what he does. Now, are there people, right, that he will assign to make great wealth and give it to the saints? Absolutely. We have plenty of them in the ministry. But you can see a difference on them because they don't go to work. They don't do their investments. They don't do their business with the goal in mind of, I got to get this money, I got to get this money, I got to get this money. They do it with the love of the brethren in mind, and they serve. And then when Yah blesses them on a financial level, they bless the saints financially and take care of all the needs of the saints. See, Yah know they're cheerful givers. He could bless them, and I'll use just some made-up numbers. He'll bless them with $1,000 in a day, and guess what? They'll be willing to give up $1,500. It's those kind of people he can bless with that because they're never going to covet the money. They're never going to covet the wealth. They're going to covet the service of man and being a blessing to the brethren and taking burdens off the brethren. Hallelujah. So when you are coveting wealth, and it puts you in a level of bondage because now you're a slave to that dollar. Now you're a slave to go after that wealth. And everything in you is devoted to do that. And in turn, you have literally put yourself in bondage. Bondage is like a jail. It's not like a jail. It is jail. But in the world, like, you're not behind bars. You're just mentally behind bars because all of your thoughts will go towards that. And it won't be for the right reasons. Now, I believe you, me, the devil will try to convince you that you're doing the right thing. But when it comes down to your application, because, again, if we are these, well, what the world, what these Christians try to tell us, we're New Testament, we're not old. Okay, let's roll with that then. Let's roll with that. I tell them this all the time if somebody say something to me like that. You know, you can't go by the Old Testament. You know, we got to look. That's why we're in the New. Cool, no problem. The New Testament say give all then. It tells you if you want to be perfect, sell everything that you have and follow me. You remember the story of the rich young ruler? See, you can't be in a coveting wealth bond right there if you're giving everything. You see what I'm saying? And the sad thing was, remember what the rich young ruler did, y'all? He went away sorrowful. Why? Because he had great wealth. He had many possessions, and he did not want to give those up to follow Jesus. So he was in bondage to his possessions. They meant more to him than the love of Christ, than the love of the brethren. And henceforth, now, he's not abiding in life, but he's abiding in death. So, glory to the King. Hallelujah. All right. I think we handled that first question. Glory to the King. Praise Yah. Now, the second question is coming from the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah, the fourth chapter, the first verse. All right. Some of you, most of you, should be familiar with this. But the question is this in the kingdom? So it's asking, the individual, the saint is asking me, is this taking place in the kingdom? So Isaiah 4:1 says, and in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our bread, our own bread, and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. So the individual's asking from that text right there, that scripture in Isaiah, is that speaking about what's going to take place in the kingdom, or is that not? And the answer is no, that's not talking about the kingdom. That is talking about while we're here on this earth, and we're at the door of that. Now, what I will do to help out the studious ones is, what does Pastor Dow tell you all the time? It's simple instruction, but a lot of us don't follow it. He says, read a little bit before and read a little bit after. Now, since this is chapter 4 and the first verse, that means y'all need to go back and read the third chapter, okay? And as you read the third chapter and listen to what the Most High has to say about the daughters of Zion, and then you can compare that to what you're seeing and looking and living in today, you will understand that this is definitely not speaking about once we get to the kingdom. Hallelujah. So I suggest you go back and read chapter 3. Glory to the King. Go back and read chapter 3, and it will break down, proving to you, showing you clearly that this is not something that he's speaking of. It's only going to take place once we get to the kingdom. Hallelujah. And then, of course, read a little bit after, all right? So I think to help you, you just read chapters 3 and you just read chapters 4, I'm pretty sure you will get some understanding. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Praise Yah. All right. Now, I think we got another question. And don't forget, you guys, I know it's a few of y'all in the chat room, all right? Oh, bless you. Bless you. Tobo, is that Bro Willie? Oh, bless you, Bro Willie. I think that's Bro Willie. I can't barely see that avatar, but I think that's Bro Willie, my brother. If that's you, shalom, my brother. Bless you. Shalom, my brother. Thanks for joining us there in the chat room. And I was going to say, before I saw that, if you have a question in the chat room, you're more than welcome to put that question in the chat room. Hallelujah. It says, I got another question here. It says, how do you know when you are offended? And what steps do you take to get out of the offense? Hallelujah. All right. One way you can know when you are offended, and let's just make this like real, you know, this example, real life, and we don't have to do the hypotheticals and all of that. Because if you're offended, more than likely you're offended with one of your brethren, the one that we just got done talking about that you're supposed to walk in this great love with, right? And I think it's pretty clear when you're offended, it's when you try to avoid them, you don't like being around them, when they talk or say something, you know, you have like a disagreeable spirit, you know what I mean, for no reason at all. You know how some people that way where they're going to agree no matter what you say. You could be like, man, I just want to give $2,000 to you right now. No, you don't. You don't want to do that. You know, they're just have a disagreeable spirit, right? But you can feel it inside you know when someone has said or done something that you consider to be offensive. And the book clearly gives you instructions and steps to deal with the offense. It says if you have a fault with your brother, what do? It says you go to him and him alone, all right? So we should have that level of love amongst us to where when there's an offense, we should be able to go directly to them. Now, here's the thing, though. If you're going to go in good faith and follow that first step, if you're going to be a really good brother, and that's a, you know, generic term for man, male and female, the brother. If you're going to be really genuine and true and righteous in your approach, you have to be willing for your thought that you may have that it could be wrong. Because in an offense, the first thing the devil tries to do is get your mind convinced that what you're feeling is true, what you're feeling is real and it's live, right? This is real pain. This is real hurt. They've really, really done all this. And in a lot of cases, they may not have. So when you go to them, your goal should be to converse, to see where the issue is. Is it me being ultra sensitive? Is it me lacking understanding on thing you did or said or whatever the case may be? You have to go with a is it me mindset, all right? A lot of times I will go to Pastor Dow, and the reason I'll go to him is because I like, look, the one thing I know is I could be wrong. The way I view this from the lenses, from the upbringing, from the backgrounds, from the experiences, that could have altered me away from the way the Bible views it. So I go and I ask him because I know he's going to keep it plumb line. He's going to keep that thing straight, and he's going to keep it in the book. And he's not going to care about my feelings or my emotions or my reactions or my responses. He's not, because truth is truth, and it never needs to be defended. So I can go to him and say this, 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 and this, and he's going to lay it down the line for me. But I go with a mindset saying, okay, I'm probably wrong in this. It's probably me. More than likely it's me. I'm thinking it's me, and I just don't have the understanding. And a lot of times he'll be like, no, you got it. You know. No, this is this. And he'll tell him, no, that's the individual. They did this, Bible. Okay. But I think when you always take the humble approach to any situation, even when you offend it, if you just take that humble approach, you're going to get the great results in the end. You're going to get the results you need in the end. And I'm not saying you're going to get the results you want, but you're going to get the results that you need. Because sometimes people are just stubborn, and they're not going to receive you. And then we go to the next step. If you have gone to your brethren and they have rejected you, you're supposed to go grab two more. Bring them. Now you got a committee that's trying to work this thing out. You're showing by your deeds the level of faith that you have in the Father because you're following his process. You're not trying to go out here and create your own thing. You're not trying to do it your way. You're following his process. So you're actually showing in your deeds you have faith in this process. Hallelujah, in these steps. And then, of course, you know that if that individual, whatever, ends up rejecting that, now you have no choice but to literally take it to the assembly or to the leadership in that manner. And then hopefully if you have two individuals or groups of people, whatever the case may be, that actually love Yah and care about him, they'll receive the instruction that comes from the assembly or the leadership. Hallelujah. So hopefully I answered your question. You said, how do you know when you've been offended? I answered that, and it says, and what steps do you take to get out of the offense? Now, once you get to that point and you go down that process, and if you say it's, let's just use this hypothetical, and it's been identified that you're the problem, the way you think, the way you respond, the way you act, it's the issue. Your thinking is stinking. And a lot of times, thanks, let's just keep it real. That's what the problem is most of the time. You got stinking thinking. You think that it should be a specific way. But that thought was formed and put together by your life experiences, by your environment and the culture that you grew up in. It's a multiplicity of things that could contribute to you thinking the way you think. But here's the good thing. The number one contributor to your thoughts should be the word of Yah. Your thoughts should line up with his thoughts, and your ways should line up with his ways. Hallelujah. So even when you think you're right, compare it to the word of Yah. Find something in the word that confirms what you are thinking, right? And then even on top of that, let somebody else make sure that can be confirmed. Someone greater than yourself, someone that's in leadership or something like that, or your husband, your head, somebody that's over you. Let them confirm it, that it's of Yah or that it may not be. Because y'all know, we could take scripture totally out of context sometimes. Why? To fit the narrative that we want. And again, now I'm back to the humble approach, y'all. If you just take the humble approach that more than likely it's something missing on my part, I'm not viewing it in the right way. If you go with that approach, 9 times out of 10, 10 times out of 10, really, Yah's going to reveal to you what's really going on, if you're the issue or if the other individual is an issue. And even in that, if it is the other one, now you got an opportunity to show them even greater love, because you can walk in forgiveness. Hallelujah. And folks say, well, man, how do I get to that point? But, well, get some deliverance if need be. If what they did was so atrocious and so offensive and you know, you still nothing. See, this is why Jesus went through what he went through, because he took on sin when he knew no sin. He took on all your sin, all your lies, all your burdens when he knew none of that stuff. So it's just right for you to do the same for your brethren. So nothing that offends is going to make it into the kingdom. If you don't forgive these individuals, you can't make it in. So that there alone should be motivation enough for you to figure out a way to get to the point where you can forgive them. And most of the time, you may just have to get some deliverance if this thing is cut that deep. Now, don't get it twisted, saints. Just because you forgive someone, it doesn't mean they automatically go back to the same place they were before the offense took place. It doesn't mean that. You know, I like to use the example of we go into business together, me and another brother, and we both put $100,000 in the business, right? And 6 months into the business, you know, I find out that my brother just stole my $100,000, right? Do I have to forgive him for stealing that $100,000 from me? I do. Because I can't take that offense into the kingdom. I have to forgive him. I do. I don't have the right to kill him. I don't have the right to destroy his life and all that stuff. No, I have to forgive him. Now, do I have to go back into business with that brother, though? Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. There's nothing, and I'm not walking in a lack of forgiveness and all of that kind of stuff. You know, just because I'm not going to do it. That means that I'm wise. Okay, I've learned from this situation. I'm not going to go down that road again. And something like that, it's just a choice. It's not a mandate. You know what I mean? You're not closing your bowels of compassion if I don't help you on a business venture. You want it, you go generate it, you do it. Now, if it's something that I want to get involved in, that's my choice. But it doesn't make me a bad brother if I come and say, look, man, hey, I want you to invest in these new homes and these flipping houses with me. It may not be something I'm interested in. So I'm not obligated to give you just because you got some great idea. You see what I'm saying? Now, if the Spirit compels me, I may. But if you steal from me, that doesn't mean that you could fully repent, never steal another thing in your life. That doesn't mean that I have to go back into business with you again, though. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't mean I can't. If I decide I want to and, hey, that was just an honest mistake, he did this, and then he's different, blah, 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 go right ahead. That's your choice. But it ain't no mandate. And I want people to think that just because we're brothers, we obligated to do what the other person wants us to do. No, we're obligated to love them. Bible says, oh, no man, nothing but love. And I'm not just showing you love when I give in to your demands. That's not an action of love. If it's something Yah has required or deemed due, yeah, I'm with you. But just because you got a great idea don't mean it came from Yah. Hallelujah. So hopefully that brings clarity forward to the King. So, Saints, we've had three questions this week. And as I look forward, I don't see any more. I don't have any more. I'm sure Elder might have missed some. I would try to do better if I had some that was in my email or somewhere I forgot on Marco Polo or something. I will try to get better. I'm not going to try. I will get better of retrieving your messages and your questions and then having them written down so that when I do come before you, I'm prepared to answer whatever it is that you may have. But as of now, that was it. And I think the Most High helped us, edified us, gave us what we needed. I pray that the show bless you. I pray that it gave you insight on some things. I pray that it prick your heart and prick your mind, especially on the part that speaks about the love of the brethren. I want you guys to start understanding what is going on when you hear specific things being brought out in front of you on purpose and from the pulpit, especially from the man of Yah, Pastor Charles Dowd Jr., right? Y'all need to know and see the love he has for a brother like Brother Ugly still to this day. And this is why he's on pastor's mind and on pastor's heart, because he's trying to retrieve him back. He's trying to win him back to the faith. He's trying to shame him back to the faith because he has that great love. Look at all of us faithful sheep out here. He has thousands upon thousands of faithful sheep. He'll leave every single one of us to go save that one that goes astray. This is all scriptural. This is all book. But you have to be able to know it and understand it from a biblical perspective. This is what's going on. But because Yah blessed us with this thing called free will, we can't force anyone to do anything. We just have to be standing there with open arms, prodigal son or that type of thing comes back. Hallelujah. So, Saints, bless y'all. I really, truly appreciated y'all joining me for this week's fellowship. I'll probably be back in about 4 or 5 weeks. I know because this is September 3rd. Labor Day's tomorrow, right? It's Labor Day. No, it's the 4th. It is the 4th. Okay. Because this is September 4th. My time frame to get back in here is going to be close around the feast days. So, and y'all know we don't normally do these broadcasts during the feast days. So I will see if I'm in. What I typically do is I will, you know what I'll do, you guys? I'll start doing this. I will, because I have a YouTube channel. I will start putting it, as soon as I get the word from Teacher Shane when I'm up, I will put, because it's not, you would think, well, you should know every 5 weeks. No, it's not like that, y'all, because our beloved teacher, he has the leeway to switch and change, because we may have a brother that the spirit is really on, and we may listen to that brother for 3 straight weeks. See what I'm saying? So he has the discernment, and he has the jurisdiction and the ability to say, hey, we bump you this week, or we're going to put you at this. You see what I'm saying? So it's not always every 4 or 5 weeks, y'all. Glory to the King. And he does an awesome job in those kind of decisions. But I do know that it looks like my time coming back up may be close to the feast, and so it could be delayed. But what I will start doing to help out with that is as soon as I get the info, me and Mother Jennifer get it, I will get on my YouTube channel, right? And I will do a short video telling you when that day is coming up. Hallelujah. So you'll be able to see it there. And then, because I know everybody's not on Marco Polo. We have a Marco Polo group that has a couple hundred brothers in it, but that ain't everybody. So it don't reach everybody. Everybody can't get in. We don't have, it's limited to 200 people. And we pray that people spread the word best they can. But some of you reach me faster through YouTube. Hallelujah. Some of you reach me faster through TikTok. Some of you now, I never had any intention of getting on Instagram, but a lot of y'all are reaching out to me through these other social media avenues. So I'm doing my best to pay more attention to those things so that I'm not dropping the ball when it comes to getting the things to the saints that they need information-wise. Hallelujah. But I will make that promise to where when I get that information now, when I know I'm up, and sometimes I know 2 days before, sometimes I know a week before, you know what I mean? It just depends. You got to be led by the Spirit. I'm not tripping. But as soon as I know, that's when you'll know. All right, we got a person that says percent of productions. Ask your question, my brother. Is that brother, sister? I can't. The avatar is so small. I'm sorry. I don't know if that's a brother or a sister because you have a question. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. We will be patient and wait for you. Go ahead and type it in there. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Oh, 3% of productions. 3% of productions. That's what it said. All right. You can type your question in. 3% of productions. You can type your question in. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. What if your partner told you before, so this is a female, I'm assuming, before he committed the trespass that it was in his heart, what would you do? Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. I think they're going off of the business story when I said, you know, put the money together and your brother steals the $100,000 from you. He's asking, what if your partner told you before he committed the trespass that it was in his heart? What would you do? I probably wouldn't have went into business with him, honestly. If he's telling me this type of thing is in his heart, I hope I'm understanding your question right. If he tells me beforehand that it's in his heart, I don't know why he would do that. He wouldn't. Maybe I'm not reading the question right. Maybe I'm not understanding the question right. The question says, what if your partner told you before he committed the trespass that it was in his heart? What would you do? If he told you before he committed it that it was in his heart, you shouldn't have given him an opportunity to do it. You understand what I'm saying? If I got a brother coming to me telling me some things that they're struggling with, I'm not going to be a stumbling block and put them in a situation like that. You know, they're struggling with thieving and stealing and want to do business, but they've had bad, you know, luck with it, and or not luck, but bad results with it because, you know, they'll go off and do other things, da, 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 da. That would have been a red flag for me. I'd have been like, well, brother, we need to deal with that spirit first that causes you to make commitments that you can't keep, because that's pretty much what you're talking about. So I would have been wanting to deal with why the individual can't keep these commitments and walk in this falsehood, right? Thievery and robbing and, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, and then people do for you and they give you and they trust it and then you don't do it. I want to deal with that spirit first before I commit to give you anything. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I would have done. That's what I would have done. We appreciate the question, 3% of productions. Thank you for joining us tonight, too. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Hopefully I answered your question. All right, saints. That is it. We're about an hour and 20 in, and we have covered what the Most High put on my heart to cover. So I thank you. I love you all. Again, as soon as I get the information of when I'm coming on, I will do a YouTube video. I may even do it on, I'm going to put it in the areas where y'all reach me at, you know, definitely on YouTube. I may even do some on Instagram now because I'm being like forced to get on Instagram because I'm getting messages after messages after messages on Instagram. So I will get it out there to you guys on all the avenues, Marco Polo, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, whatever I got to do. I'll get it out there, and then I will go to all the different avenues where you can bring your questions to, have them prepared, have them before me, and we will rock and roll for the Most High. Hallelujah. Thank you again. Blessings. Shout out to Pastor Charles Dow Jr., my best friend, my pastor, our elder. Just a good dude, man. Pastor Dow, just a good dude. Y'all know that? Dude, man. He just loves the saints. And I love serving the Most High Yah right beside Pastor Dow. I do. I love serving the Most High Yah right beside the man of Yah. I searched for him for years, and I'm so glad I found him. And in turn, I found what I was really looking for, which was you guys. I was looking for Yah, but I knew if I found him, I would find the man of Yah, and I would also find the people of Yah. And I know for without a doubt, I have done that, and I'm so grateful. Thank you, Father. So bless y'all, saints. See y'all soon. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Jesus.
And you are destroyed in the name of Jesus.